Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, Farmers for Free Trade is a new bipartisan campaign chaired by former Senators Max Baucus and Richard Lugar. Now, the campaign focus is to rebuild local grassroots support for trade in states all across the country. Now, the American Farm Bureau Federation announced this week that it will form a partnership with Farmers for Free Trade in its mission. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall spoke to reporters yesterday, the day before the fourth round of negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The rural community depends on a strong ag economy where 20% of the farm income comes back to the farm, comes from foreign trade. And one out of every 3 acres that is planted is exported out across our shores. We look at the population today where 95% of the population is outside our borders, and we have to be a player in the trade arena so that we can move our products out of our country and help feed the world. We're looking forward to the negotiations of the trade treaties that are coming up and also the renegotiations of the treaties that are going on now.
Duvall says Americans can't sit on the sidelines while other countries continue to work out trade agreements. Baucus saw firsthand during his time as trade ambassador to China that American farmers have a lot of potential opportunities for overseas trade.
China is going like gangbusters. They're doing deals with lots of other countries, trade deals, for their benefit. Australia is doing trade deals for their benefit, as is Japan, as are lots of other Asian countries, to say nothing of countries in other parts of the world. And we Americans are not taking advantage of that opportunity. In fact, we're going the wrong direction. When we start to shoot down Trans-Pacific Partnership and we say we're going to withdraw from NAFTA or CORUS, we're hurting ourselves.
Baucus says it's important that messages like this get out in the public eye to counter a lot of anti-trade messages that are making the rounds in Washington, D.C. Now, Sarah Lilligren, Farmers for Free Trade Board President, says her organization's goal is to make sure the people who feed our country are at the table when we set trade policy.
The support of the Farm Bureau is so critical, not just because it brings their vast resources and network of farmers, but also because it validates how important our mission is at this important moment. As someone who spent a career talking with farmers and ranchers, I can tell you that any erosion of our export represents the last straw. As farm incomes continue to fall, trade is what sustains our rural communities.
Lilligren says Farmers for Free Trade want to make sure that the benefits of free trade with other countries are well understood, far from the halls of power in Washington, D.C. She says this campaign isn't just about impacting the NAFTA negotiations either. Now, the National Wheat Growers spoke out on trade last week, saying it might be time to look for new opportunities instead of just focusing on what's already in place. Duvall said the wheat growers are on spot with that idea.
That group is exactly right. Since these trade treaties that we have with Korea and Colombia and NAFTA have been good trade treaties, we're looking forward to the administration turning their attention to new bilateral trade treaties or renegotiating TTIP or renegotiating TPP or even carrying on our conversation in TTIP, the European Union. So we have to look forward. We have to tear down these barriers wherever they are in the world and give our farmers access to the world market so that we can continue to create jobs, so to continue to return income back to our farmers in a very economical bad time. This is one thing that we could do today in the near future to try to take some of the financial pressure off our farmers.
While Baucus adds that as living standards go up in other countries, opportunities for trade are only going to increase in number, and the U.S. has to be ready to take advantage of them. Well, have to remind you to join us on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, 102.1, and, well, 930, the area's information stations, KSDN in Aberdeen. Also, we'll listen to 660, Keys News Radio in Williston, and Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, Lisbon, and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, we'll take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in Montana. That's next.